Hey, praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Jesse. It's honored, delighted, and glad you tuned today. Let's throw our Bibles here to Romans chapter 8. Now, we've been reading scriptures about praying in the Spirit and being led by the inward witness. In Romans chapter 8, the Bible says here in verse 26, says, likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, also helpeth our infirmities. Well, here's one of our infirmities. We don't always know what to pray for as we ought. It didn't say we don't know how to pray, because we do know how to pray. We pray to God in Jesus' name. For we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings cannot be uttered. So we need to let that come out of our mouth, those utterances, speaking in tongues, speaking in mysteries. He that speaketh unknown tongue, the Bible says, speaketh unto God. Now, verse 27, and he that searches the hearts, known mind, spirit, because they make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Well, those some of those messes we got into, you know, God never intended for us to get into it, any of them. So what are we going to do? As we pray in the Spirit, God helps us get out of it. And it also keep us from getting into any more of them. If we just all learn to listen to what we got in our spirit, we wouldn't have made the mistakes we made. But we went by what people said, or by our flesh, or by our emotions, and end up yielding to that, and consequently, you know, fell in one of Satan's snares devices. Now, verse 14 of the same chapter says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption, which cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness our spirit that we are the children of God. So the Holy Spirit bears witness our spirit that we're children of God. He'll bear witness our spirit about everything else. We'll just know in our spirit, God wants me to buy this, or he doesn't. And you got to take it out of the cart and put it back on the shelf. Now, we're not led by voices. This is an inward witness. You just get this in your spirit. And you need to train yourself to do this. We need to work on this every day of our Christian life, that we're aware that we have someone dwelling inside of us, the Holy Spirit. And he's just not there to take up space with all respects. He's there to teach us, lead us, and guide us, reveal truth to us, help us. We need to learn that greater is he that is in us, needs the world, and go by what we got in our spirit. Pray until we know in our spirit. You'll have a plan for your life that you're going to do, what you want to do. But what does God want you to do? I mean, you'll have your holiday plans, your vacation plans. And we've done it every year. But suddenly as you're praying, you realize this isn't something God wants me to do. I remember one time I bought this new car. And I'd had this dream. And in my spirit, don't get this car. And it just was just a total, seemed like nightmare after I got it. I'm a tither and I'm a giver, you know, and I'm quoting scripture, you know. But all the thing was problems. I was so thrilled when I finally got to sell that car and get rid of it. I mean, it's all kinds of things happened from the get-go to the end. I mean, just almost wanted to give it away. And so, you know, I had all these problems with it. Well, you see now, it just wasn't God's will, but I overrode it and suffered through it. And suffered many things in life God never intended for us to suffer, all because we just didn't go by what we had in our spirit. Now, over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the scripture says here, it will start here in verse 14, but the natural man, that's your carnal nature, your natural man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for there are foolishness in him. Neither can you know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now, we discern in our spirit. And doing scriptural things and spiritual things to your flesh, to your carnal nature, to everybody else is foolishness. I mean, this thing's a waste of time, waste of money, waste of effort. You know, how about when you started tithing to the gospel and started giving offerings to the gospel? Well, I mean, I think, you know, the first year I was born again and started tithing and giving, my bookkeeper and accountant, they just couldn't understand that. And, you know, you try to explain to it, and I think the more I try to explain to it, the worse it got. And, of course, it made no sense to them. But, see, because they're going by what they got in their head. I'm trying to go by God's word, still am. I believe that I'm doing what God wants me to do when he said tithe and give and on and on and on. But, see, they just couldn't kind of grasp that. And sometimes Christians, even born-again, spirit-filled Christians, don't tithe and give simply because their mind keeps telling them they can't do it. We got too many bills. We got too many problems. And their whole life is that way. They never get out of it. Now, some people do it legalistically, but we do it because we love the Lord. And when we do this, we have God's promise to stand upon. Now, we need to keep walking in love. And we need to make sure that we go by what we got in our spirit. And it comes to when it comes to eating or anything else, what do we got in our spirit? Because, see, flesh just wants to eat what it wants to eat. It wants to go where it wants to go when it wants to go. It wants to be with who it wants to be with. And it doesn't want any interruptions or anybody telling it what to do. But then all of a sudden you get born again and you start hearing about being led by the Holy Spirit and being a doer of the Word of God and walking in love and forgiving other people, turning the cheek and not holding bitterness or resentment or jealousy against anyone. You see, that's all brand new to flesh. Flesh has always just got by with what it wanted to get by with. And that's how flesh got itself in trouble. Flesh will get itself in trouble if it goes undisciplined, if it just is allowed to do whatever it wants to do. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, but I keep under my body and bring in subjection. At least by any means I preach to others, I myself should be cast away. Well, that meant his body wanted to do some things that he knew in his spirit it wasn't supposed to do. And we read the other day from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless coming Lord Jesus Christ. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Prove out what you're supposed to do in life, what you're not supposed to do. Especially when you got some kind of catastrophe happens to you. Start going back and seeking God to find out where you missed it at. Somewhere, you know, you turned right when you need to turn left. Somewhere in your spirit you knew that you didn't do what God had told you to do. He's trying to protect us. He gave us his angels. He gave us divine protection. And we got the 91st Psalm. He that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So it's beneficial to us that we dwell in that secret place. See, we can't live like other Christians. Each one of us individually has to serve the Lord and answer to him. And just because some other minister gets to do that or some other Christian gets to do that doesn't mean you and I can. I mean, they can be an example and we can learn from them. But what does God want me to do? That means that we need to have our individual prayer life, that we can hear from God for ourselves. Remember I was telling you the other day when, you know, I'd go to other Christians, other ministers, to find out what God wanted me to do in life. I was more dependent on them finding out what God wanted me to do than me just to take the time to get enough prayer and get in a word enough to find out God myself. Well, thank God finally one minister kind of, you know, gave me a lecture one day, and real authoritative voice, but he got my attention, thank God he did, and told me, you know, Brother Rich, you need to find out from God for yourself. Well, and that, see, praise God, I heard that. Now, my flesh didn't like hearing that because, you know, flesh don't do any fasting. Flesh don't do any praying. Flesh would just rather, you know, rely on a prophetic word. Thank God for prophetic words. But we're still led by an inner witness, no matter who prophesies to you, me or someone else. What do you have in your spirit? See, Old Testament, you know, people could be led by the prophet. But in either two Testament, the prophet's ministry is a little different. What do you have in your spirit? No matter who prophesies to you, or what vision you have, what dream you had, or angelic appearance, and thank God for all those, you want to judge it, first of all, in line with God's word. Does this contradict the New Testament, our epistle letters? And secondly, does this bear witness to my spirit what I'm supposed to do? See, like I missed God on that car I told you I bought one time. Well, first I had this, I had this in my heart, I think, not to do it. But somebody else has really influenced me to do it. And then one night I had a dream. I mean, I shouldn't get this car. And woke up, you know, and stuff like that never happened to me before, as far as I know. And just knew not to do it. But because, you know, someone else is going to think, why didn't you do it? You know, you wanted it. And all this guilt trip you'd have got, maybe you would have or maybe not have. I went ahead and yielded to it and missed God and suffered for all that time, months, a couple, 3 or 4 years. How long it was, but was I glad to get rid of that. And it could be a real blessing to somebody else. It just wasn't, I just got total disobedience. And see, some Christian would have known better, but when you're taught God's word, the entrance of God's word brings light. We need to walk in that light. If we don't follow the light of God's word and the Holy Spirit in this world, it's full of darkness, we'll fall in Satan's snares and devices. And see, many dear Christians, they don't check in with the Lord for what they do. At least if you heard from God and you stepped out and did what he wanted to do and persecution came and tests and trials came, at least you knew I'm doing what God told me to do. But you get out there in those areas and you don't know if you're doing what God wants you to do. Or you didn't listen to God like I did. And you get in that trouble, then you'll go through some suffering. This ain't going to be any fun. And boy, see, you know, even the flesh will suffer over it. Your finances, your health, everything can. Because you're just totally out of will. And the promises of God are conditional. Jesus bought and paid for them. You can't earn them. But obedience is faith in action. And faith to receive has to be in action. And it's important to obey the written word of God and obey what you got in your spirit. Because remember Proverbs said, my son, attend to my words. Well, what did he tell you to do? What did he tell me to do? And see, it's not going to seem fair to the flesh because everybody else gets to do it. And they get to do it. And they're having a fun time. And they're enjoying it. And I want to do it too. And then you step out into it and get in trouble. Because why? Because you're out of God's will. You're not in obedience. And it's like open season with the devil who's been defeated. See, Satan's always going to try to put the hurts on you. See, we're told to give no place to the devil. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, resist the devil and he will flee. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. In James 4, 7. You'll notice you have much more authority to resist the devil when you know you've submitted to God. But you've got some area in your life you know you haven't submitted to God. That's not going to be that easy to get the devil to leave. Because if anybody recognizes disobedience, he's the champion of it. He's the one who originated it. And so, consequently, you won't have that confidence inside your heart. Because you just know in your heart, you know, I'm just not doing what God told me to do. And sometimes when you're praying with people, you're doing everything you can to get their blessing, you know, to get them received from God. And you may not know this is going on in there. And they could have been, you know, out of step with God for years. See, it may not be a real big deal to you, but it can be a real big deal to God. And he moves on your heart now to do something. Like in the book of Acts, they'd be led where to go and where not to go. They would know if someone was of the devil or not. And see, we as the believers, you know, we kind of just accept everything that comes along. Well, sometimes, you know, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And they're not sent from the Lord. Now, over here is an illustration of something like this, is Acts chapter 10. Peter had this vision, you know, about eating pork and about the, you know, the Gentiles coming to the family of God. In verse 19 and 10, while Peter thought on the vision, in Acts chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing. Now, why? For I have sent them. Now, how does Peter know to go with these guys? They're looking for him. Now, you got to realize there's people that's looked for him before, probably. They wouldn't have put him in jail. But now, he's on this housetop thinking about this vision he had. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God bears witness to his spirit and lets him know something. He said, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore. And the Spirit of God could have said, and leave. Don't talk to him. But he didn't. He said, get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing. Now, the key part is, for I've sent them. Now, this is what you want to know about people. Did God send them in your life or not? Now, there'll be people that you don't want to be with, but you know in your spirit you're supposed to. You're supposed to put up with their stuff. There's other people that your flesh likes being with them, but in your heart, there's something wrong. Now, the only reason Peter went with them, thank God he's grown and developed spiritually. You see the growth in his life. He knew in his spirit, I'm to go with him because the Holy Spirit sent him and he told me to go. And I'm not to doubt it. That's how much Peter grew spiritually. And all of us, you know, we need to learn from our mistakes we made. Don't get in fear over it because you're a child, you're going to miss God. But just where you missed it, make the correction, say, in Jesus' name, I'm not going to do that again. God, by your grace and mercy, I won't do that again. And that temptation comes. And see, when the Bible said there in James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourself, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Well, part of resist the devil is resist temptation. When you're severely tempted to go do something that you're not supposed to do, be with someone you're not supposed to be with. Because look what they're thinking, and what will they say? And, you know, I'm liable to hurt their feelings. Well, that's true. But it's better to obey God. We're almost out of time today. I want to encourage you. Get our CD entitled, Feed Your Spirit Man Daily. For an offering of $10 or more, write the ministry and we'll send it out to you. Or you can just listen to it free on our website on that homepage at jesserichministries.com. Our main address is Jesse Rich Ministries, Post Office Box 237170, New York, New York, 10023. Or you can call area code 212-501-7999. And join being with you. I want to encourage you, keep praying in tongues and be led by the inward witness. Remember, Jesus is Lord, the glory of God the Father.